This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle here in Colossians chapter 3 has been speaking about relationships. We talked about the last time we were together, the three relationships that he covers here, husbands and wives, parents and children, and lastly, masters and slaves. And that in each of these cases, there was a mutual responsibility to submit and to love, to obey and encourage, and to work hard and to be fair. We began last time we were together with verse 18, where we read, "Wives, be in subjection to your husbands as fitting in the Lord." Now, if we stopped right then, I'd be hearing a lot of women all over America screaming. Let's go on to 19, where now it comes back to the guys. "Husbands, love your wives and don't be bitter against them." In the Living Bible, it says, "And you husbands must be loving and kind to your wives and not bitter against them, not harsh." In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, we read that husbands are to love their wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And that's a dramatic and vivid picture of what it means when we are called to love our wives. Because this verse gives a clarity to that love, one that is requested in Colossians 3. This is the love which we are instructed to give as men to our wives. And furthermore, if we're filled with the Spirit, we are empowered to give. We are empowered to manifest. So, once again, before we step off of this, how did Christ love the church? Well, he loved the church unilaterally, unconditionally, supernaturally, completely, and forever. This is the kind of love, this is the level of love that we are called to give our wives. And it's easy for submission to take place from our wives if we're loving them in that fashion. And certainly, beyond that love, we're going to get the respect and the honor that we seek. Love. Love also incorporates a meaning of well-pleased and contented herein. And the word bitter in our text, well, that means angry and irritated. In case we weren't clear on what it was that Paul was driving at here. He goes on now in verse 20, he says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this pleases the Lord." In the Living Bible, "You children must always obey your fathers and mothers, for that pleases the Lord." Now, this is simple direction, and it's quite to the point. Now, please note that this does not mean forever. We're not talking about a 45-year-old man here, you know, obeying his daddy. A child must grow up, a child must become much more independent and be a man, be a woman on their own right. Furthermore, in marriage, we are instructed to leave and cleave to our spouse, so that definitely breaks off that kind of childlike relationship we have with our parents. But lastly, when we deal with this subject, as in all subjects of submission and obedience, our obedience must always be to God first. Now that's going to affect, or could affect anyway, many relationships, many directions, and it might affect unbiblical relationships and unbiblical directions. If parents are to their children as God our Father is to us, well, we'd be on safe ground. The next verse, verse 21, says, "Fathers, don't provoke your children so that they won't be discouraged." Or in the Living, "Fathers, don't scold your children so much that they become discouraged and quit trying." Now, the word "so they won't be discouraged," it doesn't actually appear in the original, but were added, well, I guess for clarity. So it really just says, "Fathers, don't provoke your children." Now, I think it actually clouds the meaning, especially in today's world. Discouraged in the Greek, it means disheartened, dispirited, broken in spirit. Parents who are providing a spiritual environment of scripture, service, spiritual priority in the house, they're going to have a much easier time with a child and certainly child rearing than those who do not have those things present in the house. parents who are not visibly obedient to God themselves should not wonder why they have obedience problems in their children.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.